This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A year ago this week, a tornado cut through Cookeville, Tennessee. It's a couple hours east of Nashville, city of about 34,000 people, most of whom were asleep when the tornado hit. 19 people were killed in Putnam County. Hundreds of homes and buildings were damaged or destroyed. People did decide to rebuild, yes, most of them. But putting everything back together again after a natural disaster can be a whole lot more emotional than a typical construction project. From WPLN, Blake Farmer has that one.
Like dozens in the area called Double Springs, the Williams family lost basically everything. There were literally two walls left, the walls of the bathroom they were huddled in when the tornado struck. The family decided to stay here and rebuild, though, their dream home, a fortress, really.
These are rated at 245-mile-an-hour wind loads. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Charles Williams slaps their new concrete walls 12 inches thick. A local building supply company gave him a survivor's discount. He doesn't want to say how much, but it made the upgrade affordable. And in their master bedroom closet, a concrete safe room, big enough for Charles, wife Tamara, and their three kids. They hope never to need it.
Or at least if we ever do, then hopefully there's more standing than what was standing that night.
There was nothing left last time. Something's better than anything. I know for a fact that closet's going to still be here. And we're going to be here.
They all have post-traumatic stress from the ordeal, Tamara says. It's been a trying year all around. Tamara, who's a nurse at the VA, got COVID and had to be hospitalized for 2 weeks. Charles had a heart attack along the way, and he was the one rebuilding their house since he couldn't find an affordable general contractor. He's taking it easier now.
Slowing down a little bit, but still plugging away at it.
The combination of COVID restrictions and the related building boom that's driven up the price of lumber and appliances has made recovering from the storm slower than many families would have liked. But half a mile away, Terry McWilliams says she's been okay with that.
Everybody's like, you'll be in your house for the 1-year anniversary. And I'm like, I'm kind of glad we're not.
McWilliams, who's an accountant and mother of three, wasn't so sure she wanted to rebuild. Her teenage son was very nearly sucked away as they dove into the basement. Her husband, Ted, was traveling for work that night and returned ready to clean up and start over.
He was just like, hey, we're going to build. I mean, what's the problem? And I'm like, because I might not want to live there anymore.
And I had a good come to Jesus for me. You know, I didn't realize they went through this. I didn't.
The first tornado warning after the storm, Terry nearly had a panic attack at the office and worried about protecting her kids. Ultimately, the McWilliams decided to rebuild, though they say their homeowner's insurance hasn't covered the cost of a few improvements, like slightly sturdier walls. And while the construction sites tell one story, the empty lots tell another more painful tale. Brian Selby draws the blinds to look out the back window on his family's property.
Now, this house to the left is my aunt's. And then right here past the boat was Mom and Dad's.
He's in the house where he watched his parents' mobile home get ripped from its foundation. His parents didn't survive the storm. Selby says the tragedy from a year ago has transformed the community. Instead of just waving, neighbors have conversations and share meals.
Several times I thought about leaving, but after this, I wouldn't go nowhere.
Where his parents lived is now a flat patch of grass, but a few empty lots nearby have been purchased by the local government to build a park and playground as a memorial to those who died. In Putnam County, Tennessee, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.